أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. In this ayat that we are reading and discussing, the two very important basic points which Allah Ta'ala is drawing our attention to. One is to have justice in all our matters, and the other is to fulfill the trust, amanat. As far as justice is concerned, which we discussed yesterday, it comes in the hadith, a person who maintains justice, Allah will bless him on the day of Qiyamah to sit on a mimbar of Noor. In another hadith it comes, three people's du'as are readily accepted. The person who maintains justice, the person who fasts, and the person who is a mazloom, who is an oppressed. These three people's du'as are readily accepted. In another hadith it comes, of the seven people who will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, one of those seven people is the one who is Imam Adil, the one who ruled with justice. And this includes not only the ruler that who rules with justice, but it includes also every individual, because everyone is a ruler over his body. He must rule his eyes correctly, he must rule his mind correctly. So a person who rules justly according to what Allah wants, every person who does that, every person can qualify and also be amongst the just rulers. When a person marries, then he is the ruler over his wife. And if he treats his wife also correctly with justice, then he will also get that virtue. When he becomes a father, he has children, then he is the ruler over those children. If he brings them up correctly according to deen, according to the commands of Allah, he will also get all this great honors of being a just ruler and a fair person. So that those are very important. Now further Allah Ta'ala says that, O ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, atti'u Allah wa atti'u Rasul. First and foremost, your allegiance must be with Allah Ta'ala. See, whatever you have to do, look for the command in the book of Allah, in the Quran Sharif. If you don't find it there, wa atti'u Rasul, then look in the hadith, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you find that you have differences of opinion amongst yourself, some people feel this is correct and somebody feels that is correct, then what should be done at such a time? Many of us today, we say we are confused. We don't know who to follow. Allah has given us the clear direction. When you think you don't know there's difference of opinion and we don't know which route, which ulama to follow, which way to go. So Allah says, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and then refer the matter to أُولُو الْأَمْرِ, the people who are in charge of your matters. Yes, there is a difference of opinion in the ulama as far as who are these people. One view is that it is the government of the time. The matter, all the matters are in the hands of the government, they are ruling. But of course that refers to a Muslim government and who rule according to Islam. Even if they are a Muslim government, but they are not ruling according to Islam, then this does not refer to them. The other opinion is that it refers to the ulama and the mashayikh, though the people who are the warisul anbiya, and they inherit from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam made it clear that nobody inherits from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam money, rands and cents, dinars and dirhams, but they inherit the matters of deen. So they have got the matters of deen, they have got the knowledge of the Quran and hadith. So refer the matter to them so that you get your solution. So it is quite a simple, straightforward thing for us as the lay people, the public, that when we have differences, refer it to the ulama and to the mashayikh. And how they give us guidance, follow that. So that is another very important point here with regard to who we should follow in the matters of our deen. So if it is a Muslim country and there is an Islamic government and they rule according to Islam, then we should follow those rulers also. But if anyone, not only the ruler, even one's parents, the greatest rights that are on a person are the rights of his parents. After that are the rights of his ustad. And the third is the right of the mashayikh, his sheikh. So Allah Ta'ala says, even with regard to your parents, who have got the greatest rights over you, if they command you for to do anything against the laws of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then don't follow them. In that matter, you have to disobey them. But treat them in a good way. Show respect to them. If they are in need of any financial assistance, any aid, etc., give it to them. But don't follow the wrong things, the things they tell you which are against the laws of Allah and his Rasul, against the deen, then don't follow them in those matters. And if they give you commands according to the laws of Allah and his Rasul, then it is more furthest for you to follow what they tell you. So if we have any dispute, then we should refer it to the Ulul Amr, those people who are in charge of the matters of our lives and our deen, who are in charge of the matters of our dunya, our deen, our akhirah. And that is the ulama-i kiram. In matters where we have differences, refer it to them. And here also we should see those ulama who themselves are on the right path, who are of whose niyat and object of life is the akhirah, the pleasure of Allah. They are not influenced and they don't follow any governments, especially non-Muslim governments. And they try and please the non-Muslim government. They try and please the public, etc. We should not follow those people, but those who follow Allah and his Rasul, and whose object is the akhirah, and they want to please Allah and his Rasul. So we see our matters of deen are quite clearly outlined to us. It is a matter of learning, knowing it, and then practicing accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.